You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Lisa Hale with this local news update.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice is investigating an officer-involved death in Peshtigo Friday morning. A press release states that Marinette police were involved in a high-speed chase on U.S. Highway 41, which resulted in a crash. The driver exited the vehicle and approached the officers with a bladed weapon. One officer deployed a taser. Two other officers shot the suspect, who was pronounced dead at the hospital. The officers involved are on administrative leave. Mark Scheffler officially announced his candidacy for the U.S. House of Representatives in the Wisconsin 8th Congressional District last week. Running as a progressive Democrat, Scheffler, who is a retired owner of Appleton Wealth Management Group, pledges to run a different kind of campaign.
People's politics today are resentment and fear and anger and loathing and poison. And those aren't my politics at all.
One way Scheffler said his campaign will be different is that it will be free from corporate PAC money, special interest influence, and party machine funding.
The moment I take party money is the moment that that entire side of the 8th Congressional District recognizes that they just can't trust my objectivity. Politicians talk all the time about representing everybody. You can't represent everybody if you're under the thumb of your political party or if you're under the thumb of someone who has contributed millions of dollars to your congressional campaign.
Scheffler's not the only Democrat running for the 8th Congressional District. Rick Crossan, a former Green Bay Area Public School District board member, also announced his campaign in August. The winner of the Democratic primary on August 11th of 2026 will face incumbent Tony Weed. However, Scheffler said he's not running against anyone or anything.
I'm not running against Rick Cross. I'm not running against Tony Weed. Those politics have to end. I'm running for the seat. And if I'm called by the people of the 8th Congressional District, I'll answer that call.
The 8th Congressional District covers all of Green Bay and Brown, Calumet, Door, Kewaunee, Marinette, Menominee, Oconto, Outagamie, and Waupaca counties, and parts of Winnebago County. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is asking for the public's help in identifying human skeletal remains discovered in Florence County in 2022. A hunter found the skeletal remains in a wooded area on October 28th. The DOJ has been investigating and attempting to identify the remains using DNA technology, but so far have been unable to do so. Officials believe the remains are of a white and or Hispanic adult female between 4'8" and 5'4". See our story at WGBW.fm for photos and composite sketches and more information. The recently solved cold case and the disappearance of a Nina man is prompting new legislation. Joanne Krulatz explains.
A corpse found at High Cliff State Park in Calumet County in 2021 may lead to a change in Wisconsin law. The body of Starkey Swenson was found 38 years after he was murdered by John Andrews in 1983. Andrews was charged with hiding a corpse, but charges were dropped due to the statute of limitations, which requires felony charges to be filed within 6 years of the crime. Republican Representative Ron Tussler and Republican Senator Andre Jacques have introduced legislation where the statute of limitations would start when the body is found.
Swenson's disappearance was the subject of the first season of Cold Case Frozen Tundra, a podcast hosted by forensic anthropologist Dr. Jordan Karsten, an associate professor at the University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh. A conservative justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court says she will not seek re-election, thus creating an open race for a seat on the court that's controlled 4-3 by liberals. Justice Rebecca Bradley announced Friday that she will not run for a second full term. Conservative candidates for the highest court in our battleground state have lost each of the past two elections by double digits. The open race, to be decided in April, comes as a number of high-profile issues could make their way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court in the coming months. Those include abortion, collective bargaining rights, congressional redistricting, and election rules. Don't let your kiddos skip breakfast as they head to school. Joanne Krulatz explains.
It's important kids start the new school year strong with good nutrition. UW Health Kids Pediatric Clinical Nutritionist Camilla Martin says breakfast remains the most important meal of the day, and studies show a good breakfast can lead to enhanced academic performance. Martin says oatmeal with nuts and frozen fruit, eggs with avocado and toast, and low-fat yogurt are all good breakfast ideas. Martin says 90% of all kids ages 4 to 18 don't meet recommendations for vegetable intake, while 75% don't meet guidelines for fruit intake. You can also find ways to involve kids in the meal-making process to encourage them to add fruits and vegetables in their meals.
News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Lisa Hale for 97.9 WGBW News.
Murph gets ejected. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have the night off. Game two of their three-game series is tomorrow night at AmFam Field against the Phillies. The Brewers losing yesterday 10-8 to Philadelphia. Manager Pat Murphy ejected from the game after first base umpire Jim Wolf's controversial call on a Phillies batter that put him on base with a walk instead of a called strike three.
You know, umpires have a hard job. What I don't like is when they're definitive that they got it right, and then I see what I see after the game, and you can see the barrels out in front of his front leg. Tell me how the barrel can be in front of his front leg at any moment and it not be a swing.
An MRI for Brewers pitcher Shelby Miller, who says he felt something pop in his elbow. He exited the game in the eighth inning. NFL, Packers holding practice and newly acquired Micah Parsons there wearing his number one jersey.
Just kind of like relentless when he's rushing. Crazy good first step, just good lateral movement. He's just like a freak athlete. Like I feel like personally we could do a lot of stuff with him.
That's Packers left tackle Rashid Walker with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. New names join the cast of Star Wars Starfighter just before production begins. New cast includes Amy Adams and 14-year-old actor Flynn Gray. Star Wars Starfighter is a standalone film not connected to previous Star Wars movies, but according to the Hollywood Reporter, there is of course Star Wars timeline that must be followed, and the Starfighter takes place approximately 5 years after the events of 2019 Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. The film will be directed by Sean Levy and stars Ryan Gosling. The film is supposed to be released sometime in 2027. The Smashing Machine is a smash hit, according to Rotten Tomatoes, with a 93% critics rating. Dwayne Johnson takes a serious turn as UFC fighter Mark Kerr, which had its world premiere Monday at the Venice Film Festival. According to IndieWire, The Rock said that The Smashing Machine wouldn't have happened without his best friend, Emily Blunt. From the beginning, from the time we worked on Jungle Cruise, together she really encouraged and believed in me. The Smashing Machine opens in theaters October 3rd. The Labor Day box office was a little different than last week's, with Weapons reclaiming its number one spot after K-pop Demon Hunter took it over. Weapons with $12.8 million over the four-day holiday. So far, the horror film has earned $135 million domestically and $235 million globally. In second place, the 50th anniversary of Steven Spielberg's classic Jaws collected $9.9 million after Universal re-released it in about 3,000 theaters. Its domestic haul now stands at $283.6 million. Caught Stealing, a crime thriller from Darren Aronofsky that stars Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz, came in third with $9.6 million over the holiday weekend. The weekend's new other release is Searchlight's satire, The Roses, an estimated $8 million. The Roses stars Benedict Cumberbatch, Kate McKinnon, Andy Samberg, and Olivia Colman. Are you looking for a TV show to hold you over until the NFL season? Well, here's a con pick. It's not quite The White Lotus, but it does have some similarities. I'm talking about the Peacock original, The Resort, with William Harper, Kristen Melody, and Nick Offerman. This show is about an anniversary trip that puts a marriage to the test when they find themselves in Yucatan's unsolved mysteries. I really enjoyed the series, and it only has one season with 8 episodes and a finale that'll make your jaw drop. The Resort has great critical praise with an 88% on Rotten Tomato and 7.3 on IMDb. Check it out on Peacock. It is football season starting on Thursday, so you know what that means. Finding the platform that has the game you would like to watch. Don't worry, Packer fans, we are on CBS at 3:25 on Sunday. But Thursday game, which is Dallas versus Philadelphia, is on Peacock and NBC. And Kansas City's matchup against Los Angeles on Friday will be available to stream on YouTube and NFL Plus. If you want to see where the rest of the games are, go to ESPN. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, chance of scattered thunderstorms late tonight. Our low 61 tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, and it will be quite a bit cooler tomorrow with a high right around 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.